Welcome, everybody, to Aging Gracefully. My name is Mary Giuliani, and I am the tech angel on the call for Jane Winter, who is our leader. And I'm so excited to be supporting Jane on this call with everybody here tonight. Jane is someone who has been in the field of transformation for more than 35 years. She's a family and marriage counselor and lives in Kapa, Hawaii, and has been on the path of consciousness and has stayed true to her mission to provide her clients the most authentic and joyful life they can possibly have. So with that, I'd like to introduce Jane.
Aloha, everyone. This is so exciting that this inspiration has come to fruition and you're here with me and that you're willing to look at this juicy but somewhat vulnerable topic. And I'm excited about being with like-minded people who want to explore a new paradigm for aging. And so before we jump into the content of the class, let's just begin with a guided meditation. We're just going to gather our energies together since we're from all over the universe here, different continents. So if you just let yourself take a deep breath, stop everything. Feel your feet on the ground. Imagine yourself just connecting down into the center of Mother Earth. Grounding yourself, coming into being energy, held by the Mother. And just let that energy come up from the bottom of your feet, through your torso, up through your body, to the top of your head and out, and feel the space around your body at the top of your head. And just let your energy begin to flow up and up and up. Take a deep breath and see if you can feel into all the unseen beings that are here helping us today to talk about this beautiful topic of aging gracefully. Whether you know it or not, there's angels, guides, ancestors. In Hawaiian, we have Amakua, animal totems. There's a lot of unseen beings just waiting for us to call them in. And so we invite them in here with us today. It feels so good to not be alone. So bringing that energy from the top of your head and up the soles of your feet, let the energy land in your heart. Because the center of the heart, connected to the heavens and the earth, is the place and the path of graceful aging. So just let your heart open and expand. Feel the heavens, the unseen beings. Feel Mother Earth supporting us. And ask yourself the question, what does aging mean to you? Maybe it doesn't mean anything. What have you learned about aging? What have you been taught about aging? When you think of aging, what comes up for you? And just witness it without judgment. There's no right answers here. Just witness whatever answer comes up for you. And in a minute, we're going to come back in the room still grounded and connected to the heavens and opening our hearts. Let's see if any of you would be willing to share your answers about what aging is in the chat room. So taking a big breath and just giving thanks for this time for us to all join together and connect with all there is. When you're ready, open your eyes and come back in the room. And if you'd be willing, please write in the chat room what aging means to you. Because it's very, very interesting that there's so many different perceptions of aging. And there's no right answers. So, you know, you could be on the continuum that aging is a failure and a bad thing and you're worthless because you have wrinkles. Or you could be all the way to the other end of the continuum and it could be aging is expanding into new growth. So I just want to kind of get my finger on the pulse on who's watching and a little bit about where you're coming from. Okay, it says Rob Elder. Hi, Rob. Aging means success. I am still there. What a beautiful answer. Now, that's unusual in the world. I think Rob is out of the box of the most common answer. So Rob's on the end of the continuum that aging is successful for him and expanding him. Anyone else? Oh, here comes. Aging is a fantasy and a belief system. Well, that's true. Our beliefs do really affect our aging, and that's a lot about what my class is about. However, I personally don't believe we age. I believe our bodies age. And so far, it looks like that's pretty much inevitable. But what we do have choice about is how we approach that. And that's a lot about what this class is about. On one hand, can you read that, Mary? I can't. Maybe, Mary, you can
read it. Yes, I can. Actually, that was my response. On one hand, I'm fine with aging. And then on the other hand, there's a part of me that's like, I better find a partner now while I still am at the age I am, because I feel like the older I get, the less likely it is that I'll find a partner. And I know intellectually that that's not true, but on some level, I still feel that some ways. Does that make sense?
It's a vulnerability of yours that comes up for you, even though mostly in your mind, you're fine with it.
Right.
I think that's like where a lot of people are, they're kind of mixed about it. You know, they have parts that are, you know, evolved, and they have other parts that are not so sure. I mean, even me, I'm teaching this class. The first time I saw myself on video, I went, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I really am getting old. And so, you know, because we're trained by the world and we live in a youth-oriented system and all the commercials and all the cowboy songs and all the screen movies support that, a paradigm that it's better to be youthful than to be old. And that something's wrong with you if you're getting old. And boy, commercials, they make a lot of money on us with that belief system. So isn't it time that we really come to aging from a whole different place? And let's just talk a little bit about that now. And thanks for those of you who are willing to share. Because, like I said, there's no right answers about this. I mean, what if we really could shift the dysfunctional belief system of the world? That there's a time when you're old and you become more worthless, less valuable, less visible, less worthy. You have less of a voice. Into aging is a time of expanding into a beautiful transformational time. It's a time where finally we get to come into fully who we really are. Now, we're taught in our culture that who I am is worthy depending on how I look, what I produced in the world, how much money I have, how many plates I can spin, how much I can accomplish, and how many people like me on Facebook. So those are all externalized things. And you know, when I was thinking of doing this class, and I'll share my inspiration with you about that in a minute, I felt a lot of resistance from people about talking about this. And I was curious about that. So I went into my own self-evaluation and I talked with people. And I thought it was about the fear of dying was what people were afraid about talking about aging. But really what I learned was we are so externalized. We're on technology. We're on our cell phones. We're driving. We're working. We're doing, spinning all these plates to be worthy from externally referenced places that we've forgotten how to drop in. We've forgotten who we were before we came here and who we will return to when these bodies drop. Now that may be pretty far out for some of you. I know some of you can remember that. One person on this call already is working on a belief system that doesn't include death. And as far as I know, anything's possible. But in this moment, it looks like it's pretty inevitable. But what we're celebrating today is we have choice about how we want to come to that. And what would bring us grace and softness and opening rather than pushing and proving, trying to get our approval from the outside. So I just love that we have this opportunity to shift this paradigm for the world by those of us that come together in this class. And what it really involves and what I see is not to suffer in aging, is to shift from our heads into our hearts and from the outside to the inside and from really our egos into our souls and really remember who we really are. So for me, aging is getting older. And that starts from conception. And we can do some things about it. I love working out. I love eating good food. But like I said, I don't believe my soul ages, but my body will. And I'm excited about having a new paradigm that celebrates and values the wisdom of what we've learned through the years. So I was at my athletic club, Kauai Athletic Club. I think a couple of my instructors are on board with me here, waiting to do my body pump class. And I was standing in line with all these young beings, 30, 40 years old. And all I heard was their complaints about aging. Their aches and pains, their losses in their roles in life, wrinkles suck, all that kind of stuff. Now it's kind of taken aback because
here I am, a 75-year-old elder, and it's such a beautiful time of my life, and I've never been happier, never been more fulfilled. I live in beauty. I live in love, connected to my partner and my beloved ones. I have beautiful work. And I started looking at, what is wrong with this picture? These young beings are suffering around their beliefs around aging. And what could I do about contributing to that? And then, of course, as the universe does, in a meditation I was having, I've been meditating for an hour a day for about a year now, in order to drop in and connect with my soul, I heard this voice tell me, Jane, you gotta do a class on graceful aging. And I was like, what? What? I never done anything like that before. But I tell you, if there's one asset that I've gained from living 75 years, it's that when I hear that voice, that whisper, that intuition, that knowing from the big picture, I listen. So I said, okay, universe, okay, I'll do it, but you got to send me some helpers. And I happened to be in a seminar. I turned around, I met Mary, my tech angel. I have Pam, another tech angel. And it's such a beautiful thing when you align with Source and the universe lines up with you. And the how and how to do things come very easily. And so I'm really grateful for that part. And this is a class that is about calling on a group of pioneer people that are like-minded and want to approach aging in a new way. It's not a class about health, and although I'm sure we're going to talk about the wisdom of listening to our bodies, because changes happen. And this is also not a class that wants to romanticize aging, because aging is changing. And sometimes there's some really hard things that come with aging. Losses, changes, shifts in identity. And I think we can do better with those ebbs and flows of life when we have community and we're connected. And we're going to have a Facebook page, which Mary will tell you about, where we can be in touch with each other and go shoulder to shoulder and help each other through the hard places. This is the class really about, how do we navigate moving from these egos we've developed to survive, making the rational mind our source and the place we choose from, to be guided and dropping deeply into a beautiful, eternal, infinite place that's always there for us to refer to anytime we want to drop in. And so, I'm really excited about having a tribe of people come together who also are interested in shifting the paradigm on aging. You know, if we lived in indigenous cultures around the world, we would be revered. We would be looked to for our wisdom. And in Hawaii, there's some of that. We're called kupunas when we get to be this age. But mostly the cultural overlay of youth-driven values takes over that. So I am interested in us being elders who can speak our minds and wisdom and confidence, and who want to have a voice in the world and who've done their work and have gone through finishing their life, and they've done forgiveness, and they are ready to contribute and be mentors and grandparents, teachers. And I mean, don't you think with all the chaos going on in the world, it's time for a tribe of enlightened elders who really, really feel their own wisdom, not from an egoic place, but from a beautiful, heartfelt place of service and giving. So that's what we're going to be doing in this incredible video class for 6 weeks. You're going to be dialing in, and you're going to be online, and you're going to be interacting with me, because I want this to be a collaboration of co-creation. And if you feel okay with it, you can be on video, and if you don't, you don't have to be. But we're going to start exploring. And what we're going to explore is, what is our intention for aging? I did this beautiful class on shamanic aging, and I really believe that everything comes from intention. We did this incredible writing exercise that we're going to do on Tuesday when we start the 6 weeks. To get our intention so that we have a ley line to follow for graceful aging. And we have a place to evaluate ourselves, not judge, but just to see if we're on target for where we want to be, for the, what legacy we want to leave to the world. And whether we're lined up with that. And then we're going to talk about the gifts of aging. I don't hear too many people talking about the gifts of aging. I love that Rob put that first thing in the chat box about aging being a success. There's a lot of beautiful gifts of aging. Finally knowing who you are and appreciating and loving yourself more deeply, allowing the spiritual truths of your life to come forward. I mean, myself personally, I aspire to living from divinity at every moment of my life. And that's possible. And have you noticed, as you've grown through life, what people think is way less important than it used to be? And those are just a few of the things. There's lots of gifts that come from aging, but I really wanted to put that in. And there's also some tasks that come from aging to have our lives be finished. And one of the first ones is shifting out of where we've been identifying, like in most of our mid-years. So for me, I've always been a pretty athletic, youth-oriented, vibrant person. And I've been living by my values of my middle years, of producing results, teaching, making money, getting the word out, letting people know who I am. And it's time for me to do a re-identification of who I am. Because as long as I'm holding on to the old way and the old values, even if I'm not aware of them, I can't really shift into this new time of life. I can't really rest into becoming all of who I am. So we're going to be talking about some of the hard parts of aging, like grieving and losses, and what do you do when you look in the mirror and you're not pleased with what you see, and some of the real issues of aging. And what we're going to do is be with those parts, accept, let them be, love them, and share them with each other, and get support from our fellow tribe members. So it's not like we're going to skip over the top of the hard parts. So we'll be doing that at the end of classes. We'll have questions and sharings. And we're going to be, I love this phrase, finishing the unfinished self. If we do a life review and we look back over our lives and we see all we've accomplished, no matter what age you are, you're completely different than where you were 20 years ago or 10 years ago. And isn't it time to look at what have you always yearned to do that you haven't given yourself yet? Because this is it, folks. When I turned 50, I made myself a promise that every year on my birthday, I would do a new adventure, a new experience, something I'd never done before. So for 25 years, I've been doing that. I've done some wild stuff. This one is one of the wildest I'm doing with you on this conference, but what that's done is kept me expanding and growing and changing. And I do believe that's one of the key elements to navigating a graceful path for aging. As long as we're changing and we're open to the new, you know, many of my clients and a lot of the world is seeking the known and going back into what's familiar. And for me at this age, I'm looking for the unknown. What have I haven't done before? What could I expand into? Now, Mary's taken me way deep into this technology of video classes. I would have never thought I would do this. But it's great for my brain to keep opening and my soul to keep learning and my heart to keep expanding. And we're going to talk about aging bringing increased happiness. There's many, many studies out there now that show that a lot of people in their last chapter are very, very happy. And if you go on TED Talks and YouTube, you can find 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old men and women that are just excelling and doing incredible things. Just because they chose that and they want to. So I'm including in graceful aging increased happiness, heart opening, a more soulful life, knowing ourselves better, listening to the wisdom of our bodies. We're going to be doing exercises, meditations, exchanging information with each other and becoming enlightened elders. And I know there's people on this call that are in their 40s, and I think there's even a 30-year-old. But, you know, this thing about change and impermanence is applicable to every age. Because change is the one thing we know is for sure going to happen. And what if we could learn a path of allowing and accepting rather than resisting? How much more graceful would that make our lives? So we're going to do a lot of talking about this Buddhist practice of allowing and letting things be as they are. And especially listening to our guidance. So we're going to have a whole week on spiritual practices. Now, why do we need spiritual practices? Well, it's really hard to unhook from the mind. And it's really not natural to get still and ask the deepest answers from guidance And so we have to put something in place called a spiritual practice to be able to do that. And I know for me, learning a new way to meditate, I could never meditate before this year, has just been invaluable for me to feel like the universe is with me on this. So those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. And I'm just wondering if anyone has any comments or questions or anything they'd like to ask about. I think you get the gist of this class is an invitation for you to learn how to shift out of your ego into your soul, out of your head into your body, and into a deeper place so that we can have a joyful, soft, celebratory time and use our wisdom for healing the world. So somebody said, oh, turn off. I don't have any lights on, Mary. I'm washed out. Okay. So I wonder if anybody has any new, yes. Somebody said on the chat, they think aging is a unique process to every individual. You know, that is so true. And each of us can go at our own pace. And each of us can do the life review or the spiritual practice or the introspection at their own pace. And what's so beautiful about this is that you don't even have to be in the classes because they're all recorded. So if you don't make a class, you can come back later. But I really like that comment that it's a very unique individual process. And it takes compassion, self-compassion. It takes paying attention. It takes exploring and telling yourself about reality. And then dropping in and finding that beautiful, peaceful place that's available for all of us to be sourced by. That doesn't shame us. That doesn't make us wrong. That lets us be the magnificent beings we are. So, did we get anybody commenting in the chat room, Mary?
Yes. Actually, Patty Ray says that she sees that not making changes actually ages her quicker.
Yes. Right, Patty Ray, because it's that resistance to what is. And our minds are really, really good about telling us the reasons why we shouldn't move forward. I mean, all of us go throughout every day with all kinds of inspirations coming in. Like, what if I did a graceful aging class? Or what if I went and visited my daughter tomorrow and got to see my grandkids? And then the mind comes in and tells us all the reasons why not. And that's where we stop. So I love that comment, Patty Ray, because it is in the resistance that causes the stress and activates the mind. And stress is definitely a contributing to aging our bodies. Thank you, Patty.
Would you like me to read another one, Jane? From
sure. Go for it, Mary.
This is let's see, about from Risha, and she talks about how her husband and her are looking forward to the Aging Gracefully seminar, because they're in their 70s and are in excellent health. And actually, her husband, Stanley, is experiencing a sensation which he calls his plasma body. He says it's as though a dense physical body is changing into more plasmatic waveform. And also and these are some big changes. And then also toying with the idea of not physically dying, you know. They believe that aging does not have to contain obligatory pain or contraction and entropy, and that they believe graceful aging is dependent on dropping many, many beliefs. So today I less often fall prey to the mass consciousness beliefs of aging and the inevitability of pain.
Amen. Welcome, Rishan Stanley. I mean, you're at that one end of the continuum that's really playing with and not being run by the masses' beliefs.
Yeah.
And there's many dimensions going on that we're unaware of all the time. And quantum physics, and many people are feeling on the earth right now shifts in energy. And who's to say our bodies can't drop their density and somehow evolve? But like I said in the intro, so far, at least at this time in my life, I know people who have lived up into over 120 and 30, but I don't know anyone other than people who have died and come back who have completely escaped that reality. However, Stanley and Risha, you guys be our pioneers and be in our class and lead us in that way, because anything is possible. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Melinda Longhi mentions that she believes that aging is self-acceptance.
Oh, beautiful. That's my daughter. Hi, Melinda.
Yeah.
I love that. I think aging brings self-acceptance, Melinda, and it's a gradual path, and it's the illusion that all these external things give us value that takes us off that path. But when we can accept ourselves, I love that you know that, when we can accept ourselves, that creates grace. And that allows the changes that may or may not be happening in your face or your body or your job or your role as a mother or all the things that are going to naturally be changing as we go from one stage to another stage. Self-acceptance is the heart of the matter. That's my daughter. She got it. Bingo. Thank you. So is this fun when people jump in? And this is like, I'm used to running groups and women's groups. And I, by nature, am a co-collaborative kind of person. So this is what is exciting to me about who's going to come forward and explore this realm with me, whose time has come.
Yes.
There's so many of us, especially the baby boomers, and we're told that we're going to live at least 3 decades longer than our parents did. Mm-hmm. So that gives us 30 years. So folks, what would you like to do with your extra 30 years?
Absolutely.
What is your contribution? And why did you come to this earth anyway? And isn't this a great time to look and drop in and see what it is if we haven't accomplished or served or given yet? Let's go for it. Isn't this the time for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So, Mary, did you want to say anything about the logistical part of the class?
Sure, absolutely. Well, what I love about this class is that every single week for 6 weeks in a row, we get to come together as a community and I just know for me, and what I've seen, I'm a life coach, so I've seen this in for many years, that putting yourself in a consistent, supportive environment is really key to adopting a change in the way you believe about aging. And so having this community and this tribe of people that are on the same page about embracing aging as a possible way to transform is so key. And then the other cool thing is that even, of course, as Jane mentioned, you will be able to see the recordings if you can't make one of the calls or any of the calls at your own convenience. And then even between that, you'll get the access to the Facebook, the private Facebook group where Jane will be checking in, and you can actually chat with each other about your aging process and all the stuff that's coming up and support each other through this whole process. So you literally are tapping into like kind of really like a 24/7 group of people that are really committed to aging gracefully and aging consciously. So, and I don't know if Jane, would you like me to go over the different topics for each week, or I've got them right up here on my screen.
Sure.
Yeah. So, it's the class is starting this Tuesday, just 48 hours from today on the 12th at, 6 o'clock Pacific time. And that's, 9 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Hawaiian time. And the first week, Jane's going to be covering intention statement for aging gracefully, which I love. You know, we all need to start with intention. The second week, which will be September 19th, are going to be the tasks of aging. The third week on the 26th of September will be the gifts of aging. And then on the 3rd of October, we'll be doing creating a practice for aging, which is so key. As a life coach, believe me, you know, it's one thing to talk about stuff, but, you know, having a structure and a support system to put a practice in place is so key. So I'm really glad that we're doing that. And then October 10th, which is the fifth week, will be about becoming an enlightened elder, which is so cool, about really owning your value as an elder. And then the 17th, which is the final class, is embodying living heaven on earth now. And so, you know, I can't imagine a better way to invest in your, you know, your the process of living at this time in your life than really being surrounded by a leader like Jane and other people that are committed to the same path. So.
Oh, thank you, Mary. That's so beautiful.
You're welcome.
You know, what if we could start living heaven on earth before we drop these bodies? Mm-hmm. What if we, I really believe that that is part of why we're here. And that those of us who've gone through a lot are maybe the ones who can be examples of that. I mean, I live in Hawaii and I don't go out my door without being grateful for the beauty and the birds and the breeze and the greenery and the life force that I can really feel the eternal in moment to moment in my life. And I'm always grateful. So I'm really passionate about having as many people as who are open to it come on board and join up, and let's shift this paradigm. Let's rock it in our rocking chairs. And not even in our rocking chairs. Let's just rock the world with our light and the beauty of who we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was originally going to charge a fee of $2.99 for the 6 weeks. And then I decided I had an early bird fee that stopped on the first. And because I want as many people as possible to be in this class, I wanted to offer $50 off tonight until midnight for anybody who signs up for the class. And I think Mary has in the chat the link that you can click on, and it'll take you straight to PayPal, and you'll be in, and we'll start Tuesday. and we'll meet graciously for 6 weeks in a row. I mean, why not have aging be an time of expansion, a time of transformation? And what if we didn't have to suffer? And what if we really came into the true power from our souls? And that's really what we're doing gathering here tonight, inviting you to be part of this group. And so grateful that there's an interest and that there's people that want to explore this with me and become pioneers in this field. And that's pretty much my input for the night. Mary, unless you have anything else.
Yes. Well, I would like to let everybody know that I did post. It says Donna wants us to type up the topics of each week or repeat. I think I can do that if I can cut and paste right from Jane's page. I think I can, actually.
And Donna, okay. I can give that to you myself when I see you.
Oh, I can do it right now. Watch this.
Okay. Look at this. See, this
oh
is
my
what
God.
Angels. And I'll
there
tell
it
you.
Is. I love it. And by the way, I also did put the link in for the $50 discount. The other thing I wanted you guys to know is, as the tech person for Jane, I will be preparing the video of each class every week, and you'll be getting an email the day after the class with access to the video so that you can watch it whenever you feel like it. And what else? I think the main thing is like, if we really want to create a wonderful future, no matter how old we are, we need to invest in having that happen. And to me, that's what I love about what Jane is doing. This is a great way to give yourself the gift of aging gracefully in a loving, supportive environment and not buying into all the negativity and suffering. So I'm just thrilled that you're doing this, Jane, and I'm so thrilled to be doing it with you.
I'm excited to be sharing in a love feast with other like-minded beings. You know, the thing about the only thing that arises over impermanence is love. And that's pretty much what it comes down to, is love is the one thing that's permanent. And coming together and expanding our hearts, listening to guidance and learning to really be on our mission, on our soul's mission, will only increase love. And that's worth our time and investment and money. So please join us. Come and be in this great class with us.
Absolutely. Actually, I wanted to share one more. Actually, I accidentally didn't share the topics. I shared something else. So now I'm going to share the topics.
Oh, what'd you share?
Just shared just some of the wonderful things that we're going to be covering, but it wasn't the specific. It says the 6 week Aging Gracefully class will help you examine some life tasks for our stage of development, question some belief systems, drop the survival patterns created by the ego, re-identify ourselves and settle into our soul's wisdom and become enlightened elders, and then receive confidence and peace around who you really are and the legacy you're leaving. And last thing, embrace at this time of life, surrender to peacefully letting go and meeting death head on, if that's what you're wanting to do. So, but anyway, I put everything in there, and so yeah, it's going to be a great class, and you can refer back to the videos as often as you want. And you know, having a support system of people that are really into this is so key in having a quality experience for the next 10, 20, 30, or 40, or 50 years of your life.
And we're going to have fun, you know. I think it's really important to bring joy into our lives, no matter what age we are.
And absolutely.
Joy really brings grace to whatever path we're on. and we'll have a lot of fun, I promise you that. Because it's time to age gracefully, have fun, and be all of who we are.
I'm so sorry. Donna had asked, what time is the class?
And the class is at
6 to 7 o'clock
Hawaiian Standard Time. So if you're in Pacific time, it would be 6 o'clock. And if you're back east, it would be 9 o'clock. Yeah, Mary, or what?
If you're on the eastern coast, it would be 9 o'clock Eastern time and 6 o'clock Pacific time. But again, if you can always get the the link to the video. Actually, there is a question here from Melinda. It says, this is Jennifer Smith. Can you explain a bit more about the topic of dropping the survival patterns of the ego?
Right. Well, thank you, Jen, for asking that question, because that's kind of the backbone of this whole class. So because we're trained to not know our worth and to look outside of ourselves through what we produce, how we look, all those external things we talked about, we have to shift our focus. And some of the pieces of the class, like how to do a spiritual practice and how to have an intention for your life and how to bring heaven to earth, those are all ways of shifting your focus outside of your head. You have to get still and quiet, which how many of us really do that? That's why I put a practice in of an hour a day for me. But how you get out of your ego is you drop from the outside to the inside. And we have all kinds of little gimmicks and tools, like working with yourself in the mirror and remembering that you're a spiritual being and finding your way in. Some people find their way to their souls by being in nature. You might find it by working out. Everyone has a different way, but we've got to still our minds and our thoughts that are only there to tell us the worst case and are only there to stop our dreams and our inspirations. And so how we do that is through a series of, that's where the chapters of the class come from. And so whatever takes you deeper into yourself might be holding your baby and singing her a song. It might be playing a game. You know, if we're like that person who commented, I don't know who that was, but it's an individual path. But basically, it's just remembering who we are. And any way or any practice we can do that shifts us out of our heads into our hearts, it will take us in that direction. We'll be talking about this in depth, I promise.
Jane, you know, one other thing I wanted to put out there to everybody is that we will also be able to field, in the real class, it'll be more interactive as well. And mm-hmm. I wanted to give people an example of that by actually unmuting somebody that would like to have an audio conversation with Jane or a video conversation with Jane. So I'm going to unmute everybody. And then if you would like to chat or turn on your video, please let me know. And I'd love it for, you know, you to be able to ask Jane questions and we can hear your voice. So who would like to jump in?
Who's brave? Just come on, help us. I'm muted, Brian. Yeah. Help us see an example of how this. Oh, here's Gloria. Great. Hi, Gloria.
Well, hi. How are you?
Hi, Gloria. I haven't seen you in years.
I know. It's been a while. It's been a while, yes.
So Gloria,
I just wanted to comment.
Gloria, if you want to be
seen on video? Can we see you?
No, I don't want to be on video.
You don't want to.
Fine.
No, that's fine. Thank you for honoring yourself. So you can ask your question just through your voice.
Actually, what I was going to ask is what the last person asked, a little bit more information about the ego. And I think you pretty much answered that. So that was the one thing that I wanted to get a little bit more information on.
Oh, Gloria, so, that is a topic that we could spend 6 weeks on by itself. Because the ego is what came in after we were born to help us survive and give us the illusion of self-worth. And it tricked us. It took us into a place that is not true. And it had us running hard and spinning plates to a place where we really couldn't get our value, our true value. So it's a lot about the mind's beliefs and chatter, the repetitive thoughts that you're having in your head. And that's why I started the class with a meditation on what you think aging is. Because that's a great example. If you think aging is working harder and trying to look young when you're 75, you're going to suffer. So it's just a matter of being in reality, accepting and loving what is, and accepting what's inside of you, Gloria. So would you mind saying how old you are?
I'm 68.
Yeah, so you're just starting, you know. I mean, I remember when I was 50, I thought I was an elder. But, you know, as you go 50, 60, 70, 80, it's just an opportunity for more transformation and a time of self-reflection. So take our class.
We're
talking about that every single week, I promise you.
Okay. And now your daughter knows how old I am, too.
Oh, well, you know, and isn't that, like, who's afraid for people to know how old they are? Like, it means something, you know? I mean, I'm 75. What does that mean? It means nothing. It means I came in 75 years ago. If I want as a person who's been through a lot and has wisdom to share, and that is what I'm here to do, then it means something. But just the numbers, you know, that's the ego that gets freaked out by the numbers.
Well, I agree with what you said. And I know that Oprah Winfrey had Eli Tolle or whatever, they had a whole series on the ego, and that was wonderful too. I mean, I read the book, and it's very, very true about what we think is important turns out to be not as important as we really put so much time and energy into it. And gratitude is the most important, I think, as well.
Oh, yes, I think that's a big component, because that opens our hearts, lets us come into the moment. Coming into the moment is a big part of breaking out of the ego, because the ego and the mind are in the past and the future. So if you're in the moment, these are all the little tricks that we're going to talk about in the class. If you're in the moment, you can't be in the ego.
Right.
You know,
you're right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
well, I don't want to take any more time in case other people call in, but thank you, Jane, and
join us, Gloria.
That you're
putting
this together.
To be in the class. And it's so good
Alrighty.
To hear your voice.
Okay. All righty then. All right, okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Is there anybody that has a video that's willing to go on video just so that we can have an example of what other people could experience if they saw Jane talking to someone else on video besides me? If not, we can open it up.
It's okay. Just know that's coming, and it's an option. But if you don't want to,
yeah.
Yay, Rob, brave soul. Aloha, Rob.
Hey. Hey, Rob.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going in Oregon?
Well, let me look out the window here. Oh, it's beautiful, turns out. It's almost sun.
So, Rob, did you have a question or a comment?
No, you just wondered if anybody else was brave, so I just wanted to say yes.
Yay.
You're brave, and you are brave, Rob. You definitely are brave. And you're in the moment, and you've been a pastor, so you know about how to reach the soul. So if you're in our class, we'll tap into your wisdom, I promise. Thank you for coming on. So that's just a whole way that you can feel like you're in the moment and that we can relate and work things out.
Absolutely.
I love this program, Mary. This is
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
So I'm going to mute everybody again, but I'm going to
Were you done? Did you have anything else, Rob?
No, I just going to say this is my first crack at this technology, so I'm having some fun kind of feeling around finding out how to do things. So
I know it's really expanding. It's kind of blowing my filter of being non-technological. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Okay,
so I'm going to mute everybody, and then I'm going to unmute you, Jane, so let me just do that for a second. Okay, sorry about that. I should have showed you how to do that. What happens is if everyone's unmuted, there can be a little bit of an echo. So, anyway.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
And you see, folks, it's okay to be human. It's okay to not have it all perfect. That is actually part of the grace of aging. You can be more compassionate and gentle with yourself.
I'm so thrilled to be part of this program and so thrilled to be working with Jane. And as you can see, there's all kinds of ways you can participate. If you don't feel comfortable doing anything, that's fine. There's absolutely no obligation to do that. But if you just want to use the chat little area and type in your questions, that's fine. Or if you want to be on the audio, like we've had a few people tonight, or if you want to be on the video. And the beauty is that you can choose whatever level you're comfortable with. And then even if you can't make the live one, like we said, there's going to be the recordings. And I will put the link for the PayPal discount, $50 off, if you sign up by tonight. And other than that, I'm just really thrilled you're here, and just let Jane know if you have any questions, and I'm going to unmute Jane right now. Jane, you're unmuted.
Okay. Well, I wish you all a beautiful aloha part of your life. Aloha is from the heart, so it's perfect for graceful aging. It means love, and I just hope that some of you feel called to join us and just make this the best time in your life ever.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Aloha. And hopefully we'll see you all on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock Pacific.
Yes. I want to see as many of you as possible there.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care.